Hello, my fellow fallible human. Thank you so much for being here with me as we change the conversation around mental health. You are now with the training division of Red Roof Recovery called Mental Health Fitness Alliance for Better Mental Health. I am so excited that you are here on this journey with me. I want to change the landscape of mental health and open up education and communication that there's a growing need for it. So thanks for being here. I want to talk this month about maybe taking the diet that really works. When I was spending all my time with The Good News Only, when I left my journalism career, I started The Good News Only, where you only hear good things to feel good. And during that time, I used to always encourage people to take the diet that really works, a media fast. Don't watch, read, or listen to news and feel how much your life improves. And I suppose now we could change that to a digital diet because we are bombarded with bad news 24/7 now. It's just incessant and it's unhealthy. And I recently heard someone say, in these trying and horrendous times, it is important to connect with those who choose light over darkness. And I got to say, that sentence fell heavy on me. It's like, whoa, yeah, I agree. It's important for us to choose light over darkness when it's possible, good over bad, healthy over unhealthy, etc. And it's also important for us to be selective about how we're spending our time and who we are spending our time with. We become the company we keep. And I think it's important for us to be the gatekeepers of our life, the gatekeepers of our mind, and be very selective about how we are spending our time and our money as well. I think that's a very powerful vote when we vote with our wallet. And I think these times are only trying and horrendous when we are exposing ourselves to media messages that are designed to keep us frozen in fear and complacency and compliance. There's no shortage of breathless media reports and popular books that are perpetuating this belief that we have reached the apex of humanity. And I know I was a journalist for 20 years. My daily job, I'm embarrassed to say now, was to perpetuate what I now call the FUD factor, fear, uncertainty, and doubt. So now I'm broadcasting a new message and I made it rhyme so it can be memorable and maybe even musical if you're so inclined, just to encourage you to take the diet that really works, a media fast, a digital diet. Don't watch, read, or listen to news and feel how much your life improves. Because I can guarantee you that there are far more good things happening in the world than bad, and there are far more good people doing good things in the world than bad. Things are the same as they have always been and always will be. We are just like the people who came before us, and we are just but a brief stopover until the people just like us will come after. So I've got a funny little meme in the email that I hope will make you smile. The earth abides forever, but we will come and go. So let's just take a moment to think, okay, so what can we navigate here? One thing I did take away from the years of dogma in 12-step programs was that we only have 24 hours. We only have to navigate one day at a time. So every day I like to balance the books of my life. And when I wake up in the morning, I say, okay, another day. Yippee. What can I do from where I am with what I have today? All we can do is learn how to ride the waves of life and learn how to become expert surfers. We are all on our own unique path. There's no one size fits all, but please know that you are never alone. Keep seeking, keep learning, keep looking for things that work for you because we're all different. And most importantly, keep showing up for yourself. I just want to update you on the website. Yes, it's still under construction, but you can still tap into our complimentary digital mental health toolkit for better mental health. That's still over on the redroofrecovery.com website. The link is in the email. And you can also click on the link to book a complimentary call because we can get together for 15 minutes and we can solve any problem in your life in that time. I'm not kidding. It's a miracle. Try it. And also, I'm leaving you with a nice, pleasant meme to contemplate, to appreciate that self-care is not selfish or self-indulgent. Caring for yourself is an act of survival, love, and bravery that you nurture every day because you are worth it. You're worth the effort. So remember, all we're doing here with these cognitive therapies and mindfulness practices, we're learning how to repeat an action so often that it becomes unconscious behavior, because then we can default to it without even thinking. We can create good, healthy habits just by repetition. Repetition is the mother of learning. May the force be with you, and remember, you are the force.